You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It has been spring for 22 days now, but snow is still falling. I had it all over my yard this morning. And just how normal are these chilly weather patterns, and how long can we expect them to last? Mark Torregrossa, chief meteorologist with MLive and FarmerWeather.com, is here now. Mark, we know the all-time record low for April in Michigan is minus 34 degrees, which happened April 1st, 1923 at the Berglund Dam in the Upper Peninsula. But I understand this past Sunday morning, the city of Stambaugh, also in the UP, recorded quite the low. How cold did it get?
I think they were down to about minus 24. So it's just very cold for April.
Well, let's talk about the state. How much colder, Mark, is this April shaping up to be than previous, what would we say, more normal years?
Well, let's start off with what is normal. And normal is probably not a good word. The real word should be used should be average, okay? So our average high temperature in southern Michigan, let's say the southern third of Michigan now, is in the mid to upper 50s and going about up about a degree every 2 or 3 days. And your normal lows are about 18 to 20 degrees colder than that, so mid-30s or so. Well, last week, and it looks like about the first 10 days of April, running about the second coldest first 10 days of April that we've had in Michigan on record.
Well, and I guess we have to ask, so how much of this, Mark, do we chalk up to climate change, and how much is just normal weather variation?
It's a little of both, and I can't give you the exact percentage of which is which. The one thing that is happening in climate change that I accept is the polar region, the North Pole, is quite a bit warmer than normal. While we have been, like, say, for example, in the early part of April, about 10 degrees or so colder than average, the polar region has been 22 degrees warmer than average. So when you warm that pole up, it's kind of messing up the circulation, and it's driving the normal big pocket of cold off the North Pole and breaking it up into several pieces. And guess what? The most vigorous cold piece is centered over central Canada, dropping down in the U.S. right now. That's a favored place for the cold that's driven off the poles to come to. So that would be kind of your, you know, if you wanted to blame climate change, that would be one piece of it. On the other side of the coin is we have fluctuating weather here in Michigan and the Great Lakes in the northern U.S. And so a big piece of it is we can have an extremely cold stretch any time of the year. We could have cold stretch in July that's 10 degrees colder than normal. We've had that. We can have warmer than normal. So part of it is just your normal weather pattern of abnormally weird weather around the globe, and we're in the pocket that's abnormally cold right now.
When do you think we're going to get warmer temps that actually hang around?
I can't tell you what you call warmer. Let's talk when is it going to jump to normal?
Yeah.
Average temperatures or warmer than average. And it's probably going to be another 2 weeks of colder than normal. And it's such a flip-floppy pattern that I don't think a cold April portends what's coming in this summer. We can do a flip-flop, and we can go the other way to 10 degrees warmer than normal in this very flip-floppy, for the lack of a better scientific word, flip-floppy type weather pattern. Now, if May should turn out to be much colder than normal, I think that would be a sign of what we have coming probably in part of summer. But right now, I think we're going to do a flip-flop at some point, like we have about every other month for the last 2 years. And I think sometime in May we'll go to warmer than normal, and that might stick into June. So in the end, a cold April may actually be a sign of a nice warm May and June because of the flip-flop.
Mark Torregrossa, MLive and FarmerWeather.com meteorologist. Mark, thanks so much.
You're welcome.